Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is your host, Dylan Fielding. This morning, we are visiting with Senator David Hinkins. Good morning, Dave. Glad to have you on. You're keeping busy up there?
Yes, sir. We are. We're having all of our appropriations meetings on every morning from 8 till 11. And I serve on the Natural Resources, which I'm the chairman of that committee. And so I've got that this morning. And then on Tuesday and Thursdays this week was the infrastructure of general government, which is basically the funding for transportation, as well as the new buildings and stuff at the colleges and universities, as well as state buildings. And so we make the decision of what buildings will be built this year and the funding for that mechanism, as well as for the transportation of roads and stuff. So, and then today on the natural resources, we're going to be listening to the CITLA, State Institutional Trust Lands, about their update of how that's going, as well as the natural resources. And then FLIPCO, which is our land management in the Department of Agriculture and Water Rights, is on our agenda for today, natural resources. And then in the afternoons, we've got our standing committees, which we're listening to the bills. And today we've got, today from 2 to 4 is natural resources and agriculture. And then at 4, from 4 to 6 is government ops. And so the bills that are pertinent to those committees will be presenting their bills there for up and downs on whether the bills will pass the committee.
The natural resource, that's an important one for our area.
Mm-hmm. As well as the agriculture. A lot of the funding, a lot of the projects that are funded through agricultural, the ARDA loans, as well as, you know, our conservation districts actually are funded through that as well. And so a lot of our land, things like the diversion in Green River that goes through a lot of that to water rights, as well as the Department of Agriculture. And so a lot of the things, the projects, water projects and things like that, is where that's where they're funded from, is from this appropriation. So it's very important.
Do we have any appropriations that are, or local projects that need funding?
Yes, we've got a lot of them. One of the requests that we have this year is to the continuation of the Garley Wash Reservoir in Carbon County, which is still, we're doing feasibility studies of whether it's going to be feasible to build a reservoir, a downstream reservoir to capture the water out of the White River as well as the Price River. And so we've had 2 years of funding on that, and we're in phase 4 now of that project. And so we're trying to get another $400,000 from the state to continue that, to check the materials and things that would be, see if it'll be feasible to build that. As well as we've got, we was almost declared a state of emergency last year by the governor. Well, we was declared, but we was short about $300,000 of actually getting federal funding. We was at 3.5 million, and then needed like 3.8 million of damages in order to qualify for federal. We're short, and so I'm asking for a $1.3 million funding from the state to help the Carbon County. They've had a lot of road damages, and especially in the mountainous roads and some of the desert roads that need to, that the county had to go in, and now they need to be reimbursed, like in 9 Mile Canyon and up at Bruins Point. A lot of the roads were washed out, so we're trying to get funding to help. And also some of the rivers that were filled in along the Price River, and some of the washes like Bull Wash and stuff needs to be cleaned out, so that when we get other floods, we're not going to end up flooding out a lot of people's homes and stuff. And so we're working on that pretty hard to get that as well. And then up by the golf course, we're asking for some money to help clean the Price River out, as well as some diversion. The diversion by the golf course, the country club in Price, is getting old. It's 100 years old or better, or maybe more than that possibly. But it's going to be, it's a big project, a couple million-dollar project to get that rebuilt so that it doesn't wash out, because then all the water that goes into the canals will no longer exist. We just got a lot of asks from Carbon County. We had that torrential rains this last couple of years, and a lot of the problem was because of the forest fire up in Huntington Canyon, and a lot of that came down through Gordon Creek and been putting a lot of silt into the river, which is causing, as everyone in Carbon County knows, a lot of havoc. And so we're trying to get some state aid to mitigate the problems in Wellington, as well as through Carbonville and places in Helper.
Well, those are certainly important projects. There was some Real damage done there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been terrible for our area. And then not to be so just so very short of qualifying to get federal aid was it was a disaster that we wasn't able to get that federal help on that. So, but anyway, it is what it is. So we're trying to get the state help as much as possible.
Is there going to be funding enough for those kinds of projects this year?
Well, it's going to be tough. But in our committee, hopefully we can move some money around, some of the money that hasn't been utilized. We can move the executive approach is allowing me as the chair and for us to move some money around, hopefully that we can move some money into these projects that are, you know, necessary to try to help mitigate some of the problems. But, yeah, there's not hardly any general fund money available for any additional projects. So, but we are listening to the building blocks from the, you know, all the agencies. Like I said, we've with natural resources, we'll hear from that today, as well as agriculture and water rights. And so hopefully we're just looking for, you know, places that we can utilize some of the funds within our committee to do that.
Now, you mentioned you're on the committee for buildings. Does USU
yes.
Eastern have any requests there?
No. The only thing that would even be, no, right now we don't have any, at least I haven't seen any requests. The only thing that would be close to us up is in Roosevelt. They're asking for a building up there. I talked to Representative Watkins this morning about it. We're meeting with the president of the university out at the basin and in Berlin, Roosevelt, and they've got a building request, and so they want to talk, they explain that to me. I serve on, like I said, the government ops committee that makes them decisions. So hopefully we can help get them a building, because any buildings out in rural Utah really helps our area. And when you think about like Cedar City, their whole city is built around a university. And if we could get more help and aid to college, CEU, Eastern, it would be, you know, I mean, Cedar City, that's all they built their whole city around, is that university. They don't really have anything else going for them. But it's really a thriving city, and it's doing well. A lot of people it's growing, it's doing great. I mean, they're building lots of things down there. But it's, you know, the university could really be a hub for us, and we really need to hopefully do more attention and try to get more kids coming to here. Because a lot of these, they graduate, they like the area, they could end up, they're entrepreneurs, they could end up starting businesses, and I think that's how it happens, is build with, you know, from within.
Yes, I agree. I saw that one of your bills is moving forward and it's gone over to the House.
Yeah, it's basically an acupuncture. I ran it for the acupuncture community. It was a sunset that's been 35 years under study, and so it's gone to the House. And then also I've got a couple more bills that'll be heard hopefully today. One's a resolution for the Utah Navajo Trust Fund, which right now the Utah Navajos get 37% of the royalties, and Window Rock, the nation, actually gets 66% of it. And so we're trying to flip that, invert it. Congressman Chaffetz is running a bill in Congress that will change that. And so the resolution is just in support of his bill that will allow the Utah Navajos to get more of the royalties off the Utah trust, you know, off the oil wells and gas wells, rather than they go into the nation, which they get very little of that back, because out of the 300,000 Navajos, there's only about 10 to 12,000 that are Utah, so they get, their portion is so minimal that if we could keep it here in their trust fund, which is now up to about $70 million, and so we could hopefully help them and make them less dependent upon the state. That way they have their own trust funds, and we give our share of the royalties to their trust fund to help them with their health and human services in that area.
Well, you're certainly busy, Senator, and we appreciate the work that you're doing in moving some of those funds down to fix the floods and whatnot. I'll let you go.
See how it goes.
Yeah. I'll let you go, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. Thanks. Thank you very much.